With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. On the presidential campaign trail, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris held large rallies last night. The former president spoke to thousands in Las Vegas.
With your vote in this election, we will end inflation, we, all of us together. We will stop the invasion, and we will bring back the American dream, something you haven't heard about for about 4 years.
In Atlanta, the vice president was joined by former President Obama.
Make no mistake, we will win. We will win. We will win. Or as a certain former president would say, yes, we can.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes November 5th is shaping up to be a great day for Republicans. He's been traveling the country over recent months and tells the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, there's excitement in the air.
By the end of this week, I will have done campaign events in over 240 cities and 40 states. And no matter where I go, Tony, and I'm spending all the time right now in the swing districts and the toss-up districts, the blue areas of the country, there is an energy out there that is difficult to overstate. I mean, there really is just a lot of excitement out there. I think the fuel for that excitement is that people are fed up and they are fired up about all the problems facing the country, and they know who to blame for it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend and can be seen at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, the death toll has risen to at least 65 in the northwestern Philippines after a tropical storm, and forecasters feared the storm could be pushed back, making a U-turn next week. Four astronauts back on Earth after a space station mission lasting 8 months. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer has a message for Florida voters. SRN's Michael Harrington has that.
Tony Dungy, who coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is urging residents to reject a ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. In a video released on X, Dungy says, quote, "The bottom line is, if Amendment 4 passes, there would be no time limit allowing for late-term abortions when science says that the baby can feel pain. The measure will require 60% of voters to approve it, and the latest polls indicate it's going to be very close." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The international abortion campaign is now targeting Antigua and Barbuda. Doctors, nurses, and activists there are fighting a law that largely bans abortions, igniting a debate about the issue on the tiny twin island nation. A top local court ruled this month that a legal challenge launched by a doctor and a nonprofit will go ahead as it dismissed the government's motion to strike the case. This is SRN News. Russia's central bank has raised its key interest rate by 2 percentage points, hitting a record high 21%.
It's an attempt to combat growing inflation as government spending on the military strains the economy's capacity to produce goods and services and drives up workers' wages. The central bank said, quote, "growth in domestic demand is still significantly outstripping the capabilities to expand the supply of goods and services." The bank noted inflation is running considerably above the Bank of Russia's July forecast, and inflation expectations continue to increase. It held out the prospect of more rate increases in December. Jeremy House reporting.
The owner and manager of the cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse have agreed to pay more than $100 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the Justice Department. More details at srnnews.com.